Thank you for downloading this episode of Hash It Out with Jane. My name is Jane Hash, and today's topic is marijuana, also commonly referred to as cannabis. Usually I don't talk about things on the show that are considered hot news topics, because I think most of the things in the news are stupid. Or simply propaganda put out by some psycho special interest groups. However, the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana has been in the news lately, and it's about damn time. At my day job, so to speak, I'm a professional plant geek. I've been studying the therapeutic benefits of medicinal plants for over 10 years now. In my research, I learned that until 1937, here in the United States, cannabis was regularly prescribed by doctors, and it was listed in the pharmacopoeias as a remedy for tons of issues, including morning sickness, migraines, and depression. In my professional opinion, cannabis is an amazing medicine that should be safely and legally accessible to those who need it to maintain their quality of life. Then, recently, I made the decision to start publicly advocating for the legalization of medical marijuana here in Ohio. So I did some research, and I found that a meeting was going to take place on this very subject, at a park that wasn't that far from my house. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I wasn't even sure if I was actually going to get out of the car when I got there or not, to be honest. Because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a professional and I have a day job. And as much as I do love everyone, I am not going to be a member of any organization whose motto might be, "We don't need a shower, we have patchouli." No, we are working toward changing laws. Therefore, we should conduct ourselves as professionally as possible. But when I got to the meeting, it proved to be way more impressive than I imagined. I'm really glad I thought to toss my recorder in my purse before I left the house, because I had the opportunity to do several short interviews totally on the fly. Okay, before I flap my jaws any further, here is what the leaders of the marijuana movement in Ohio had to say. And like I said, this was on the fly, so please excuse the background noise, because we were outside and it was a windy day. Hi there, would you give us a brief introduction as to who you are?
Sure, Jane. My name's John Pardee. I'm the president of the Ohio Rights Group.
And would you tell us a little bit about your organization?
The Ohio Rights Group was recently formed to advocate on behalf of Ohio patients to put medicinal marijuana and industrial hemp on the ballot here in the state of Ohio.
So how are you going to carry out this objective?
What we have is we have a ballot language written that will amend the state constitution to permit the possession, sale, distribution, and processing of industrial hemp and medical marijuana in the state of Ohio by residents who are of the age of the majority, which is age of 18. Our language establishes the right of the citizens in the state of Ohio to use cannabis versus trying to establish a law, which you see in other states. A lot of states are having problems when they pass a law and then they get challenged in court. If we establish a right in our Constitution, it compels the state of Ohio to allow our citizens to do it, and it compels them to defend us against anybody who tries to seize our property or inhibit in any way the business of cannabis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi there. Would you tell my listeners a bit about yourself?
Yeah. My name is Nolan Klein. I'm running the Northeastern Ohio legalization effort right now. We're trying to legalize medical marijuana and hemp in the state of Ohio. I'm working with some of the other groups in Ohio, such as the Ohio Rights Group and also the Ohio Normal, and just trying to learn as much as I can and also bring the community together.
And what is the name of the organization that you run?
The Northeastern Ohio Legalization Effort.
Okay, and how is your organization carrying out its objectives specifically?
We're going out and educating the public through rally events, protests, or just, you know, person-to-person speaking. We feel that the most important thing is for people to be educated about this subject and to not be afraid of what they don't know or understand. We're also encouraging people to write their representatives in Congress and in this House of Representatives to let their politicians know that marijuana matters to the citizens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There were also several veterans at this meeting who strongly support the legalization of medical marijuana in Ohio. A few of them were kind enough to share their perspectives with me. Now, the interviews you're about to hear are pretty intense and kind of graphic. But please, listen without judgment, and I'll be back to wrap up this episode. An anonymous veteran is being gracious enough to chat with me about how the legalization of medical marijuana could benefit him and improve his quality of life. Sir, would you tell me what branch of the military that you served in and give a rough time frame?
I was in the Navy from 67 to 71.
And how would you benefit from the legalization of medical marijuana?
My eye doctor said that he is not allowed to prescribe anything. He would lose his license. But whatever I'm doing, don't stop. Now, when I get sick, I don't go to a policeman. I go to a doctor, and I like to take his advice, and that's about it.
Thank you very much. Well, sir, would you tell us briefly who you are?
Don, Specialist 4th Class, Army, Vietnam, 70-71, 524th Quartermaster.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience in the military and how it affects your life today?
That's a deep question, but you got to rewind back to when we went in, okay? We were 18 years old. Some of us joined, some got drafted. It was a pretty controversial time. Then, with the protesting against war and so on and so forth, that first step, I guess, into Southeast China out of the plane was probably the most vivid. It was like sticking your head in the oven for a minute. My experience going through Nam and that, I've seen a lot of individuals that I call, I don't know, hadn't seen much, lived out in the rural areas and that, maybe the post office, the bank, the everything was, the gas station was all rolled in one. And a lot of people from the city, you met a lot of different people from all over the country and that. And to see what it had changed, both with the war, the things they had to do, the addiction to drugs, leaving there the shape that we were in, and then the ridicule when we got home, that type of thing. A lot of that comes back, especially during times of remembering either a particular day or a holiday or a book or something on TV always triggers things, and that's where, well, you can call them what you want, mood disorders, PTSD, whatever the case might be. I was fortunate in a way. I didn't see a lot of action like a lot of my other friends did. But nevertheless, all of us together, again, as a team, you have to work together. Everybody's position, everybody's whatever they do, whether it be in the office or a grunt in the hole out there or in the paddies or ice paddies, it's everybody's doing their part. And for me, it helps me wind down. It helps with the anxiety a little bit. To sleep in the evening, it's great. It helps me sleep.
So medical marijuana would absolutely enhance your quality of life and help you to move forward?
Yes, it would. It would enhance my life, my quality of life.
Hi, sir. Would you give a brief introduction?
Yeah, my name is Eddie. You can call me Sergeant Eddie. I'm residing here in Ohio. I served in the U.S. Army, and I was drafted out of college, and served a full year in 1971 in Vietnam. Worked in Da Nang, Chu Lai. I was a grunt. I worked in the field, and we went on missions. Basically, our mission was to eliminate anything that was in our path. As they'd drop us off 16, 17 clicks out. It's about 15, 16 miles out in helicopter, and we had to work our way back, and our assignment was to eliminate anything that we came in touch with.
Did you sustain any injuries by serving our country?
Yeah, I sustained an injury. We had a helicopter crash. We had we were attacked and had incoming. And also, I had injuries suffered off of an armored personnel carrier I was riding on, and suffered injuries to my head and ears, and was medevaced out. Basically, we dealt with a lot of explosives because, again, any of the insurgents would use the surrounding villages as a means of retreat or a means of hiding out. So we had to, unfortunately, eliminate the villages. The group that I worked with came after Lieutenant Callie, who he eliminated the villages in Chu Lai, the same areas we worked in, just burned them down, and that's what we did. So it's not a pleasant job, but somebody had to do it. A lot of people went homeless, but we cleared the landscape, so to speak, and that's what our job was. We were a tornado.
And did you mention earlier that you got a Medal of Honor of some sort?
No, I got a Bronze Star for... in order to get a Bronze Star, you have to eliminate or kill, take another person's life in defense of your own life or others around you, and that's basically what you have to do to earn the star. I did it with a mortar company. We had an incoming element of, from what we saw in the starlight scope, our forward observers saw about 100 coming in to attack our position, and we had a night patrol that was night loggered right in direct line with that 100 that were going to come in. So our team was a mortar team. We were called in to drop some high explosive rounds on their position, and we did, and we eliminated 20 of the enemy, and they retreated, thereby saving the six-man night logger team.
And how would the legalization of medical marijuana enhance your quality of life?
It would take away the visions that I have nightly of the missions that I'm on. It really is a it's difficult to describe what it's like to wake up every night thinking about these circumstances. It weighs heavily on our minds because we do have conscience still. It's just, it's been clouded a little bit with us trying to forget. Marijuana relaxes you. It tends to give you that little bit of retreat from pain and suffering. The suffering end is what you have to deal with mentally because of the damage that you've incurred. I mean, these were human beings. They had families too. Whether they fought for something for the cause or against the cause, they still had families. They had pictures in their wallet just like we did. The taking of a life is never something you should feel comfortable about. We're a God-fearing nation. I'm a God-fearing individual. I know I have to meet my maker someday and have to explain why I went out there and took other lives. So marijuana helps ease that for me so I can get a couple hours of not thinking. about it, because I think about it every day. And I'm tired of having to do something that is basically a mental laxative that you can't even stand up. You can't function. You can't do anything. Your day is done. Marijuana is a stimulus in a pleasant way for me. Everybody's different. And it allows me to function normally without the medicinal side effects of stomach pain, cramps, diarrhea, those things. These are the things we would hope we can eliminate in our, especially in our older life. I'm 63 years old now. So this is an opportunity for me, finally, after all the years, to enjoy a little quality life that the military did, in fact, take away from me.
Thank you very much,
right,
sir.
You're welcome.
In their own words, these three veterans shared the same story. They were 18-year-old boys who the United States government sent very far away to do a horrific job, some of them against their will. Now the United States government is denying them the one thing that brings them peace and a chance of obtaining some quality of life. There has never, in all of recorded history, been one single documented fatality attributed to marijuana. In harming none, let's legally and safely make this valuable medicine available to those who need it.
Wish I was up in Vancouver at the Cannabis Cafe, smoking good old Sansomia at the beginning of the day. But here I am in New York City, hiding out in Central Park, getting kidnapped by the police today sometime before dark. But I wish I was up in Vancouver at the Cannabis Cafe, smoking good old Sansomia at the beginning of the day. The judge looked down upon me, frowned. He said, kid, get on your way. Just don't start out your morning with espresso and a J. I said, I wish I was up in Vancouver at the Cannabis Cafe, smoking good old Sansomia at the beginning of the day. Hitched on out to Portland, caught a ride up to BC, took the bus over to the neighborhood to have a bowl with my coffee. Now I'm up in Vancouver at the Cannabis Cafe, smoking good old Sansomia at the beginning of the day. Smoking good old Sansomia at the beginning of the day.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjamie.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjamie@gmail.com.